Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Funhouse. I am Michael Espinoza. I am one of your co-hosts, and we're waiting for the other co-host, Lawrence Birch. He should be calling in any moment. Is that you, Mr. Birch? Are you there?
Well, it is. Yes. How are you, Michael?
Welcome. I'm good.
Welcome.
How are
welcome.
You?
Thank you. I'm excellent.
Thank you. Yeah. So welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Psychic Funhouse. Today we're going to be doing readings for you, which are always fun, exciting, and interesting.
Absolutely.
We have a special guest. Yeah. I believe we have a special guest coming up Sunday, right?
That's correct.
Lawrence.
We're going to do another one of our weekend brunch shows. This one's going to start a little early at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we'll be doing an hour and a half show with a very special guest named Noam McBride. Noam, I've known for a few decades as an herbalist.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past several years, he's also helped people go on healing journeys with a very special plant, Banisteria coffeei, which is ayahuasca in other terms. So we're going to dedicate the show to talking about his experience with herbs and this plant in particular, and as an escort to people's healing and consciousness expanding experiences with ayahuasca. So pretty fascinating show.
What day is that?
That will be this Sunday, the 21st of March, starting
All
at
right.
10 a.m. to 11:30. Yep, a.m. So
Pacific
don't miss
time,
it.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
PST, yes.
Yeah. We're in the Pacific time zone. Yeah.
That's correct.
How was your week, sir?
Well, my week was productive. We had some lovely weather up here for several days, so I took advantage of that and got some gardening done. My greenhouse is almost all put together. I organized my seed collection, so I did put all that on Excel so I can really be on top of it. And had some good clients this week, which is always nice. How about you, Mr. Espinoza? Did you have any highlights to share? How's your week?
I had a really good week as well. A lot of great clients this week. And I just love doing readings and working with other people's guides and the information
mm-hmm.
that I get from them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guides are funny, which I really enjoy. And it's interesting how all the guides have different personalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just like we do. And some are more interesting than others. So,
okay.
Yeah,
so what,
it was fun to do reading.
How did they make you laugh? What did they do to crack you up?
Well, I had a reading, and this person wanted to know about when their soulmate was coming, and the guy wanted to talk about all this other stuff, and it was really important stuff. And this person needed to hear all this stuff. And then finally, the guide was like, okay, let them know we're going to talk about the soulmate because they're not going to stop. You know, because I guess in their mind they were kind of like, okay, like when are we getting to this? And when I said that, this person really just started to laugh and crack up. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm so busted. I'm like, they're like, how did you know that? I'm like, I didn't know that. They knew that. So, you know, they know how this is important to you. But all this other stuff was much more important. And that's why they were stressing it and wanted to review it and go over it. Make sure you completely understood it. But, yeah, it was really funny. Just like, okay, we're going to get to it. They're not going to stop obsessing. Just let them know. Okay. So it was funny.
Yeah. How many guys do you generally work with? Do you have a whole posse or one or two, or do they change?
I have a posse. I subscribe to the spiritualist view on guides for reading. And so we have kind of like the gatekeeper, and then there's another, like the head CEO, and then I have two guides that give me messages, and then I have protectors. And so, you know, there's a nice little posse that's going on.
Sounds very organized.
So there's – I'm sorry?
Sounds very organized.
It is. Yeah. It's nice. Because then they help organize the readings as well, especially when sometimes you get guides from a sitter, and there are a lot of them, and also to the loved ones that want to speak as well, and you kind of all of a sudden they all kind of bust through the door, and they all want to start talking at once, and then I just let my CEO know, okay, hold them all back. One at a time, but single file, line up. Most important, come to the front, and then we'll start there. Yeah.
Nice. I'm curious about your process. Did you acquire these guys like one by one, or did they come in pairs, or what was your acquisition process or connection with them? Well, how did that work?
I believe they've always just kind of been there. And when I first took a couple classes through a spiritualist, they take you through a process and show you how to recognize them and who they are. Yeah. I've always had two message guides. But one is much more prominent than the other one, and it's much more quiet and kind of sits in the back. It doesn't say that much, but it does come step forward and give me information at times.
Do you guys communicate with you all the time, or are you very circumspect about when you interact with them? What's that like? Are they like whispering in your ear? Don't talk to that person. He's mean. Or how's that work?
Yeah. I've always heard them. They're always talking. And in the beginning, I just thought it was my mind. And it was very active. And And until I started learning, it wasn't just me, but it was them.
Yeah.
How about you?
Interesting.
What is your process?
My process? I like the idea of a CEO. I don't really have a CEO necessarily. I mean, if I'm understanding, excuse me, what you're saying about that, he's kind of like the organizing principle. Make sure. Go ahead.
Right. The CEO is the main one, main guide, and the CEO will get helpers throughout your life. So they will always be with you throughout your life, and other guides come and go.
Got it.
At times, yeah.
Got it.
So if you're like working on relationships, you might get a guide that will help you with relationships. Or money, or building a business, or whatever it is that you're working on. And because the CEO doesn't know everything and can't control everything all at once, I'm assuming they go and get help from others that specialize.
Yeah.
That's their specialty.
Yeah,
which is cool.
The CEO delegates. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the first guide that I was given was in a shamanic journey class, and my person I was partnering with at the time, this was over 20 years ago, brought back a killer whale spirit to help me, and killer whale has been with me ever since, and so that's kind of like my intercessionary. That's how I think of killer whale. You know, when I go down to the lower world, I always meet with killer whale, and we kind of game plan what we're going to do. And I guess in a sense, killer whale is kind of like my CEO, because sometimes they'll go with me directly and we'll do what we need to do together. But oftentimes they're the one that, you know, acts as my filter and protector and also communicator and procurer, if you will, curator, you know, for other guides for specialty things or whatever. But it's always intense, because usually when I meet with killer whale, you know, he's always like, where the hell have you been? I'm like, what do you mean? I thought there wasn't like time in, you know, spirit world. What's the problem? I show up when I can, you know, get my, you know what, together. And then inevitably he eats me, right? He just like swallows me whole, chews me up and poops me out. And at first I was like, okay, is this really necessary? Is this kind of like, what is happening? Like, you're devouring me. But what I understood finally was that that was his way of like cleansing me from all the, you know, real world stuff and just getting me set to really perform well in the spirit world. It's kind of funny though, getting pooped out by a killer whale. So, but, you know, that's just my process. Yeah. But I do have other guys. I have a posse too. What was that? What were you gonna say?
Yeah. Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, should we take some calls? We should take some callers here.
I know.
Let's take a whole bunch of calls, Lauren.
Michael,
we're
going to
take calls.
Yeah. I heard we're taking calls. Is
so
that
we're
going
to. We are. Yes. So we're going to ask you what's your name, where you're calling from, and then let us know what you would like to know. You can ask your question to get a psychic reading from a real psychic.
Wow.
All right.
Whoa. Are you a California psychic?
Yes.
You're not real unless you're a California psychic. You know.
We're real. Hi.
All right.
And this is caller 111. What's your name and where are you calling from, 111?
I am calling from Connecticut.
Hi.
Yeah. And your name?
My name is Trish. Do you want me to ask a question, or do you want to just let you guys give your impressions? I'm not sure how it works.
Well,
you can
how
ask
would
a
you
question.
Like it to work? Yeah, you can ask a question if you like, or we can give you a blind reading. But generally, because we like a tight format, we like a little bit of focus from the caller. So,
yeah. So I was wondering what you were picking up in terms of finances, employment, new job. If this is a time to leave.
I'd like to jump in here first. The thing that I'm getting, Trish, from your guides, they're telling me not to go just yet. You need to wait till after summer to leave current employment. They're saying it's not time right now. say that again. And it feels like you've been looking for something for a while now. Do you understand that?
Off and on, yeah.
Wanting to leave, or wanting to leave for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I'm kind of getting like a year time frame. You've been thinking about this. Anyway, so they're saying like it's just not time yet, so just wait a little bit, and towards the end of summer, start looking. And they're saying to that you really need to start focusing on what it is that you're looking for. Really hone in on that. Do you understand the law of attraction? Have you read any of Abraham Hicks' books?
I have.
Okay, perfect. Then, you know, start writing down what you're looking for in the next job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what kind of company, what kind of boss, how much the salary is, everything. And they're saying really start focusing in on that so that they can help you bring you that other job. Because it feels like you're doing it somewhat, but they're saying really focus on it now. Just, you know, it's like fine-tuning it. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And so they're saying, and they will help you. So if you start doing that now, they will bring you the job in the summer. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like first couple weeks of fall too, like right around there, it'll come to you. Are you working also with recruiters?
Not at the moment.
I would work on your resume and look for a recruiter that specializes in what you do, and they'll help you, you know, get you out there, get your information
okay.
out there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I
all
have.
Right.
Lawrence?
I had a couple things. So as far as the employment situation, I guess my guys are wondering now, how ready are you, or how serious are you to jump ship from what you're doing currently to another company or another job, Trish?
I think, you know, a different change of scenery would make me more ready. A couple of the things I've seen, I've been interested in, but you know, until you get more detail, you don't. It kind of determines how ready I'd be if I could get excited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a move that you need to do necessarily because of just finances. It's something you're also ready to do just for either, you know, career change or move forward. You know, there's other reasons besides the financial.
Right.
What I'm hearing.
Right.
Well, Michael mentioned something about the law of attraction. He said you're versed with that. You know, I think what would be really good would be for you to get, and Michael always loves to emphasize this too, is to get really, really specific, you know, list what it is you are envisioning already for what you want to have happen and energize that on a regular, ideally daily basis. What I'm seeing is you have multiple opportunities coming up, so you're not going to be short on choices. It's going to be more a state of which choices do I want to go with. So it would be ideal if you were really, really clear ahead of time about what you did and didn't want, so that when the opportunities start coming, you can feel them really deftly and not get hung up in, you know, wondering what was going on. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both.
And then,
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling,
Trish. Thanks, Trish. All right. Yeah, it seems like you're kind of in alignment there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that I think that's important. You know, when we want that new thing to come into our life, we have to really start putting that out there before the guides can get it and bring it to us. And yeah, and sometimes it takes a while to figure out what that is, and it's a process. So I think it's important to get super clear about what it is so that, you know, it's almost like getting excited before you get the job so that when the job comes, it's not like a total shock and surprise, but it's finally the thing that you've been wanting. You connect to it, and I think it's very reassuring, and it's gratifying and uplifting when you do attract that. You ready for another call?
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
let's do it. Ready? All right, here we go. All right, area code 520, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 520.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa. I'm calling from Arizona.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa from Arizona.
You guys, you're so cute.
But really,
thank you. I know I am.
I called in.
No, that's not true, Michael.
And mentioned your last name, that we have that connection in my
family.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
He didn't try to come down and, like, get himself on the will or anything and take some property, did he? Michael likes to do that with people. I hope not.
Well, my question is, get ready, it's very original.
We're sitting down.
I'm in that track where, with all the other callers, there's a guy named Aaron. There's a guy named Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Aaron or Aaron?
No, Aaron.
Okay.
And okay. I don't know. Do you see him calling?
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you love him?
Oh, boy. Why did you ask me that?
Because we got to have commitment here, baby. It's black or white. Come on, Lisa. Shut up or shut up. He's over here listening next to me. He wants to know. He's really curious.
I do love him. You know, actually,
too late now. He said the magic word, the L word.
I'm not going to tell him that. I'll tell you. I'll tell Blog Talk.
Oh, okay.
Tell him.
That is just so dastardly. Shame on you. He needs to know. Well, that's good.
He'll know in other ways.
Okay. Man, I really feel sorry for this guy. Woof. You want to know if he's going to call you? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Why don't you call him?
Well, something happened.
Something happened. And?
And?
What?
He's got to be
what, like
he's
a disagreement?
Be the one that he's well, I don't know. I'm confused.
Okay, obviously. That's okay. Confusion can be fun.
I left a very many decade old, 20-year relationship, and he fell into my lap, this Aaron guy.
Wow.
And I just said, you know what, I'm very confused by what I'm feeling, and I've had time now, as I'm talking to you right now, I've had time to think about it, and I kept throwing him out of the house, gently, diplomatically.
Nice. Really? How do you do that? I'd like to know how, because I need to throw Michael out every once in a while gently. I'd love to learn how. It's usually really rough. And he.
And then I would call him back, and then he would take over.
Uh-huh. And he wouldn't answer?
And then
answer?
I would throw him out. No, he always came over. And we did that like 3 or 4 times. And it wasn't a game with me. It was just a lot of confusion on my part. So.
Okay.
So now I'm waiting for him to pick up the phone and call me.
Uh-huh. Well, so where is this, as best as you can in the sea of confusion that you're swimming around in, lovely Lisa, what do you want? Where do you see this relationship going? Is it in the moment, which is totally okay, or is it something more substantial?
You know what?
Or,
okay, this is what I want.
Tell us,
I'm
please.
Financially okay myself. I mean, I'm not rich.
Good.
I mean, I'm putting beans on the table, you know, and I'm happy with that. No one's going to have to pay for my way.
There you go.
I'm
not a kept woman. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to tell us? Good for you.
Gosh darn it. That's right. I'm hitting my table. Gosh darn it.
Nice. Pound that table in the dust.
Okay, this is what I want. I want
what do you
just
want?
Being in the moment and playtime. You know, that's it. Whatever else develops.
Okay. I think that's totally fine. I think that's perfectly acceptable. I think you have feelings for this person, so that takes it to a deeper level, and you need to honor and respect that in yourself. And that ends up, that particular term ends up being a brokerage chip, you know, that people withhold or pass back and forth or, you know. So you get to decide when you want to spring that on him, if you ever do, with Mr. Aaron. But as long as you're clear within yourself, you know,
that's
where
all.
This is
that's
going.
It.
Yeah.
I've cleared the confusion for myself. That you just live in the moment. A lot of people were telling me that. I just didn't understand. I had left the 20-year whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Sure.
And I'm grateful to be out of it. And then
good.
Aaron is here, you know, ta-da! And it was in my lap, and I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was freaking out.
You know what? It's okay to be confused. You know, it's okay not to know, and it's okay to verbalize that to the person you're with.
And I did.
To make
sure.
Oh, good. And how do you respond? Was he respectful? Did he hear it?
I think there's a lot of confusion between the two of us because I think he was feeling the intensity that I was feeling. And so.
Okay.
That, you know, it was very confusing. I don't know.
Well, let's go back to this term that you're using a lot, confusing. What is it that's confusing? Are you confused about, you know, how much time you want to spend with him or what he wants or where, because confusion.
Not what he wants, because obviously it was fine, you know, because he kept coming over and.
Obviously.
But this last time I did throw him out. Nicely. I always do it nicely, you know, very nicely.
Of course you do.
And
you're very gentle. Here is the door. Sashay away. Yeah.
God.
I think I'll use that line on Michael next time. He'll respect that. He has a tear. He has a tear now from the cat world. I don't know if you listened to that show or not, but you should go back. It was pretty stunning. He's gotten very royal and very impossible. Very hard to control.
Yeah, I just decided, because we spent a week apart, that I just want to live in the moment and just not project into the future. Just live in the moment and take it for what it is and just enjoy.
Okay.
I didn't know how to do that, you know, because I was like, oh, my God, I'm really nuts about this guy. What the hell is this all about? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I kept
telling
him
isn't that a great confusion to have, though? I mean, come on.
No.
Considering where you were 20 years. No, it's not good?
Oh, for 20 years. Oh, yeah, the contrast is. You know what? This feeling that I had of intensity with him was like standing on the edge of a cliff, you know, and I'm not sleeping, I'm barely doing my responsibilities. I am doing my responsibilities, but I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is going on here? You know.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds pretty amazing. If you ask me, I think a lot of people would like that confusion in their lives. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, it happened out of the blue. And for him too.
That's how things happen. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. You know. Arrows showed up and shot you guys full of arrows, and now you're wandering around wondering what the hell these things are doing sticking out of you. So, good job.
So, I'm leaving it in his court I'm not going to call him. You know, so it's been a week, and I was just wondering, is he going to call?
And how are you, is your heart growing fonder?
And my heart is clearing the confusion and decided, made a decision. Just be in the present, enjoy, and don't look into the future. And just let it, whatever, develop, however.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe Michael has some other insights, but, I mean, it sounds to me like you're right where you need to be. What's the confusion?
Do you see me getting a call from him?
Can I jump in?
You want him to reach out. Jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me jump in here with the messages I was getting for you, Lisa. One of the it's interesting, as you were asking about him, one of the energies I was feeling is somebody being apprehensive. And I just, because you were asking about him, I automatically assumed it was him. But now that you're talking about it, it's your energy. You're apprehensive about this relationship. And the guide's suggestion to you right now is, I think what you're doing is where you actually should be. Just, in the moment and just having fun. And it doesn't have to be, this hot, heavy relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And because they're saying you stepped out of a 20-year relationship, and they're saying, actually, you kind of need time to yourself right now to really get that energy from that past relationship out of your system. Things need to air out. You really need to think about it. You need to process what happened. And so they're saying, just let the guy know, hey, I don't want a heavy relationship right now. And I think he will be respectful of that. And he will listen to that, just like, I want it to be fun and easy. And let's just be friends right now.
I mean, that's the type of personality he is. And I know I have a mentor that I really like and respect, and she says the same thing you do. But you know what? I'm not in touch with, oh, God, I'm grieving the 20-year, or I need to process it. I'm not in touch. I'm so relieved to be out of it. I'm like, yes, thank you, God, I'm out of it. I didn't think I was ever going to get out of it, and I am, and I'm so grateful. I'm really grateful. And this friendship with Aaron was a surprise, and I didn't didn't understand how to do that. I didn't understand, my insight at this moment, and then what you're saying, I totally agree. This is just a friendship, and we're just living in the present with it, that kind of thing. So now I'm ready, and I'm just wondering if psychically you pick up that he's going to call.
Why don't you call him? I'm getting that
Jesus.
You should just call him.
I'm getting so tense. Yeah, call him already. Good Lord. Send him
A
letter, a card,
I
text him, flowers, candy.
I've been calling him, and I don't want to do that anymore. I did that, and I don't want to do that. I mean, he was always here. I would call, and I'll be there in 15 minutes. He was the 15-minute man. And he was here. No, I don't want to do it because I kept throwing him out. I kept saying, go nicely, very nicely. Nicely, nice, 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 nice.
Here's the deal. you need to just give in to your feelings more and don't worry mm-hmm. so much. This is like you're sabotaging
right.
this wonderful experience with this guy by trying to overthink it. What is going on? Like, your brain's fine. It doesn't need to be the controller over everything you're doing. You're safe. Like you said, you got food on the table. If you want to have fun, you're not exhibiting that by doing this silly-ass dance stuff, just to be frank. So, and I will say, I don't think, you know, I kind of am a little bit in disagreement with Michael about how Aaron's going to react. I don't think he's going to take being casual for an answer, because I think he's very supercharged by his interactions with you. So, I think he's definitely a respectful guy, and I like him from what I pick up on him, but I don't think he's just going to sit around and go, okay, because he's got feelings for you too, and they are surging. I mean, like,
oh.
Man, he's Mr. Tiger. So, yeah.
Oh.
So that's good.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
See how that makes you feel? So why would you want to spend any time apart from him? Like, this is the time to, like, jump in. Like, the courtship phase is the best part. It's like getting into the, you know, the creamy, chocolatey, caramel center right away and just yum, 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 eating it all, you know, instead of picking around, nibbling at the corners. Who wants to do that?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're safe.
Right. Hey,
you're going to be
fine.
Can
I ask you guys a question? Thank you. Can I ask you a question? When I started asking you about this, you said, is it that you need money? Or what did you say? You said, do you need money or you need him for support? Remember when you asked me that?
I said you're not a kept woman, meaning you're financially independent. That's what I meant.
No, no, but you did. One of the things you said was, is it because you need him to support you or something? And, you know, someone else, there was another guy I was talking to who's a platonic friend. And when I called him, he said, are you okay financially? And I thought, what the hell's going on here that these people are asking that? Is it because of the pandemic that question comes up? I mean, I'm fine. You know, I'm fine. But I'm just saying, why are people, you asked and then that other guy asked, and I just found that. Like, are people asking that now of each other? Gosh, I wonder.
Maybe,
you know.
Maybe people just care about you, Lisa, and they want to make sure you're okay. Could be that simple.
Oh, then give me money. I'll give you my mailing.
Well, Michael's your coattail relative. You guys need to work that out. I'm out of the loop on that one.
You guys are the sweetest and the bestest. I'm gonna stop hogging you guys to myself, and I'm gonna let the other callers that are lined up around the block.
You big hog. You're a hogger, you big hog. That's all right.
Hey, they don't
That's
call
okay.
me the
we like to have
girl for nothing.
Right? No, that's good. No, we love having you on, Lisa. It's great when you call because you get it and we don't have to, you know, send you to school, and you're a lot of fun, and we love you, and you're going to be just fine however things work out. So you're good.
Hey, this is the fun house after all. We're in the right place.
Right?
Right.
Thank you.
Exactly.
We built this city on fun
exactly.
and psychicness. So, yeah.
Thank you, guys. We love you both. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for calling again.
Thank
yep,
you.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Wow. We're at the end of the show.
At least
it's a quick show this year, Wink.
Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah, it was nice to hear from her.
Yeah, she's having fun. She's having more fun. She knows what to do with, sounds like.
Right.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to be confused by love? I mean, come on. Like, you can't pay for that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, again, we're having a special guest on Sunday. What's his name, sir?
His name is Noam McBride, and he's an ayahuasca expert. So we're going to talk about all things ayahuasca. Yeah. So we probably won't do readings, but we will take calls for people that are interested in knowing more about this amazing plant. It's a visionary vine from Central and South America, and it's been gaining in popularity in the States for the last couple decades. So he's guided people to use it comprehensively, responsibly, and also really for pretty amazing effects. It's quite transformative, so pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I can tell.
Him on.
You know, I can tell.
Right. How?
Because I'm a psychic. Did you know that? You forgot.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
Well, all right. Yeah. Well, I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Well, if I was a really good psychic, I would have remembered when the show started today and been on time. But, oh, well. I'm not that kind of a psychic.
No. So if people want to have a reading with you, how can they get in touch with you?
They should call or text me, Michael, at 541-344-7534. Or email givingtree@earthlink.net. Or check out my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, because I'm also a certified clinical herbalist. Or one more thing, if there weren't too many, my website, givingtreefarm.com. And if people are just entranced by the lovely sound of your voice and your amazing ability to heal and give insight, how best might they get in touch with you, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can call or text me at 562-457-0457. And that's the way to get in touch with me.
Awesome.
All right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for a great show.
Thank you for a great show.
And thank you, callers, for calling in. And follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Hit that button. Give us a follow.
We're the Psychic Funhouse. Yeah, let's build the numbers.
Yep.
We're going to go crazy in 2021.
Yep. And again, this is a short show because we have a special guest, and we're going to have a special brunch show on Sunday. So we'll see you there. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.
10 a.m. March 21st, this Sunday, 10 a.m. PST. So come and join the party. Bring your mimosas.
Yes. See you there.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Spirit.